What up, people?
What's happening?
This ain't an episode.
What? Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. There's no number by it.
All right.
As you can tell, no audience isn't here. It's just me. Say your name.
Oh, my name.
McFly! There you go. Konnichiwa. I thought you were about to ding there.
Nah. See, that was on the other one. I'm saying it's the other one.
But this is the Illogical Sense Podcast. This is Sidebar. This is the Sidebar series.
The Sidebar series.
Where me and Martine were just... Oh, yeah, you press my tag.
What?
Please.
I have no idea how you come to be such a deplorable human, Mr. Busby.
Shout out, Rob Markman.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the Sidebar stories where we don't really indulge into like the main topics. It's just random talk, like a conversation.
Yeah, just bullshit.
This bullshit we be doing just to give y'all more content, more stuff to watch and shit like that, because our brother JC isn't here. He has to deal with other businesses.
Yeah, he's got personal shit, man.
He's good. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good. But we don't want to deep dive into other topics, but we have a few topics we kind of want to talk about. Stuff that he probably would care about, but not really that much, like Niner shit. Because, you know, he's a fucking Raider, so.
Hey, man, don't be talking shit, bro.
I'm not. It's the truth.
This is true.
I'm just saying, man. But when it comes to our Niners, bro, well, how do you feel about, I know, you know,
hey. First of all, like that, get the foghorn.
Like that tag. Touchdown,
San Francisco.
Or Clara, you gotta say Santa Clara.
Are you one of those?
I have no idea how you come to be such a deplorable human, Mr. Busby.
Anyway.
One of those two.
I know, right? That's how I feel when I'm looking at these analysts trying to write us off and shit like that.
Because we
missed main players and shit like that, because we don't have Greenlaw no more. Debo's gone. Who else is gone?
Hufanga.
Hufanga's gone. Ezekiel Elliott. Not Ezekiel Elliott.
What the fuck?
Running back.
Man, that was disgusting.
I know. He's washed. But who was our running back before McCaffrey showed up? He was always injured.
Elijah Mitchell.
There you go. Elijah Mitchell's gone, even though he was injury prone.
Yeah.
Greenlaw.
Yeah, you said that already.
I know. Those are like the only main ones. They keep acting
it's
like...
It's a lot, though, man. It's a lot.
Defensively.
Yeah, it's too much, actually. Shit.
It's just Greenlaw. But they're both injury prone, especially Hufanga,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, though, man. Like, Hufanga, I get it. He was hurt. But he only had, like, two injuries. Like, that ain't that bad for a young player. Like, that's kind
of
normal.
But he was out for the majority of the season, though, last year.
Yeah,
Then when the Niner game we went to, he was out, like, the Super Bowl run. The Super Bowl run, pretty much. I'm just saying.
For real.
That was the game he got injured, and he was out for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Debo.
I get it.
And Debo, I mean, I don't want to call him washed. I still didn't feel he was washed. He's just... maybe inconsistent. I hate saying that about him.
See, I don't know what his problem was, to be honest with you. Like, I really don't.
Mental shit, maybe?
Like, he...
wasn't in shape?
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it was just the whole team was hurt. You know
last
what I mean?
Season, like,
it
was
just,
that was the Madden
last
curse,
season,
bro.
Yeah, last season just didn't make sense overall, dog.
It was just a whole bunch. Everything that went wrong, went wrong.
Everything that could
go wrong, it went wrong. Like, when McCaffrey came back... during the Bills game, he was trying, and then God was like, the Madden curse said, no, the fuck you're not.
Nope.
Sure. And I was like, damn, Madden curse is real, real. So,
yep.
But he's better now. He looks like he's in great shape, so.
Hey, man. He always looks like he's in great shape.
Yeah.
It's can he,
can
you know.
Stay healthy.
Keep going through the whole season, pretty much. Like, I mean.
Well,
that's the only issue with the guy.
Just Kyle better not run him dry, man. That's the only thing. That's for sure.
But I mean, then you got to figure too with all the players that we mentioned that are gone, especially Debo, who he would alternate with at the running back position.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. Like that's
no more of that.
That's a problem.
No more
dog.
Of that. But then people,
that's
but
a
people
problem.
Already attached to it. Everyone adapted to that. As soon as you see Debo
true.
In the backfield,
true.
They're like, oh, we know where this is going. Oh, we know where this is going. And then just tackle. second and 15. You know, people are mad that fucking Brock got his contract and shit like that. They really are still hating on that boy.
See, I'll be honest, man. I don't know if he was really worth the money like that.
We haven't seen it happen yet.
I mean, we'll see what's going to happen. You know what I mean? We got to give him a chance at least, but like...
How much would you have paid him?
I mean, I wouldn't have paid him shit because I ain't got the money for that shit.
If you had the money, if you had the money for it, how much would you have paid him?
I mean, honestly, I would say between 45, like in so that the range.
Baker Mayfield type of shit.
Yeah, for one more year at least, man. But I mean, you gotta, unfortunately, the market dictates like you have to pay him like a regular starter, you know what I mean? Yeah, at least. And that's where he's at. He's got like, what, 48, I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
48 a year?
He's like the 8th highest paid or whatever. Dak Prescott's still one of the highest paid. It's still fucking wild to me.
Yeah, well, you all know, the shit
he be producing. I know it's not our problem, but the way he be playing, and they keep and they say that he plays better than Brock. That still irritates the fuck out of me. Yeah, the fuck, man. But our season on. I know, I'm just looking at our schedule right now. You'll probably put it up here, right here, Matt.
I'm get out the way.
I know, right? We got week one. We got the Seahawks. Yeah, fuck them. Week two, we got the Saints. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no. I mean, I can see that. That's a good win. That's a win right there.
Week three is the Cardinals. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Week four is the Jaguars. We'll see how they are. Then the Rams. They are. I'm just used to the Rams now. They're like our twins. That's how I look at it. They're just going to be there no matter what.
You said, what the fuck is playing, bro?
What the hell was that, bro?
I have no... It's from the Niners fucking... What you call it?
The app?
Yeah. What the fuck is that? All right. Y'all, we need to do better. I got beats I can like slide that. To y'all. Y'all heard it at the beginning of this episode. Like, you know what I'm saying?
At any rate,
holla at me.
We got the tweet, though. But I'm just saying, they're just always going to be... The Rams are always just going to be there, especially since they got fucking... Who's their quarterback? I know it's Matthew Stafford, but who's their receiver now? Oh, they got
Puka. Oh, Devontae.
Ha!
Yeah, that one hurt.
Whatever. And then we got Baker with the Bucks.
Yeah.
That's going to be then the Falcons. That could be a win. The Texans, the Giants. I'm just looking at,
man,
you know,
this is going to... They say that this is the easy or one of the easiest schedules, but dog, I'm looking at it like...
I'm looking at it too, like...
I don't know, man.
I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be easy, but it's doable.
I mean, it's definitely doable. The thing about it is it's so weird that with our team, right, just in general, the fact that, like, we lost so many good players, but yet, even in Madden, we're still, like... tied for first.
Yeah, that's wild.
That doesn't even make sense.
Us and Kansas City. And Kansas City got blown the fuck out in the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, but it's still Kansas City, dog.
But still.
It's still Kansas City.
I don't know how we still have 92. The season we played.
That's what I don't understand.
At least maybe 89, 88. I'll give us
a
respect.
I would say high 80s. You know what I mean?
Maybe because they're just looking on paper. But... On paper, our team is still stacked.
I mean,
we still got Kittle, still got McCaffrey.
Yeah.
We still got fucking, what's his name?
Ayuk. He's coming back from fucking injury.
But they say he ain't come back to like week 8. Whew. We still got Juan Jennings. We still got Ricky! What's his name?
Shit.
Ricky what?
Pearsall. Hopefully he's good.
Yeah, hopefully he good. We still got Kittle. Our defense is still cool. It's one big wait and see.
Yeah.
Super Bowl would, like, honestly, realistically, it would be nice if we won the Super Bowl.
I mean, it is going to be in Santa Clara.
Yeah. And if we do win the Super Bowl,
that would probably be crazy.
I will cry because I was like, I was talking to some dude on Twitter, like Splash Elliott or something. I forgot his name. But he was reflecting, like, the best. It was like the worst game you ever been to. But he said the best game he was ever at was the Candlestick against the Giants in the NFC Championship. He said that was the best, even though we lost. Ooh, but he was saying how
shit.
I was like, oh, wow, you were there. But he said number one is the Saints game, the divisional round.
Oh, wait, which one? The one with Kittle or the Alex Smith comeback?
What's it called? The catch part two with Vernon Davis.
That was part three.
It was part three?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, part three, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, part three. Yeah. Yeah, that game was amazing.
Okay.
But I
damn,
still...
Damn, he was at that shit? That's tight.
I felt like it. Shit, I was emotionally spent.
No, I said, your boy was at that shit.
Yeah, he was... Well, the one on Twitter I was talking to.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then he said, even though he was really hurt, he felt that NFC Championship game was the best game he's ever been to. And I was like, really? I was like, shit.
See, but that's... And I don't mean this in like a completely negative type way and shit, bro. But that's what I mean when I say you can't take a loss. Like if you see that we lose, that game is shit.
Oh, it's super. It's
you see what I'm saying though? Like it could still be a good fucking game, bro.
I just look just at that game lose. When it comes to the heartbreak I felt. It's ranked like this. Number one, Kyle Williams. That's what I call it.
Oh my god! Never gonna let Alex Smith never getting a fucking first down. But go ahead.
Kyle Williams is number one. Number two is the Super Bowl, the recent Super Bowl. That one hurt.
Mm, the second one against the Chiefs?
Yes. Okay. Overtime.
Yeah.
Third one is the NFC Championship against the Seahawks. I was more angry on that one. That one left me angry. Mm,
that's the one with Richard Sherman, right? Yeah.
That one left me angry.
Yeah.
And then everything else, including the other Super Bowls, I wasn't that mad with the Super Bowl losses. I was disappointed, but I was not angry, if that makes any sense. It's weird.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I will say, though, man, not giving the ball to fucking either Kaepernick or Gore at the very end.
On both games, in the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl, Cap should have ran. I swear to God, if I ever meet Cap, I will shake his hand, say, I'll thank you for all the stuff you do, you know, beyond football. I love it, but I got one question for you, my brother. Why the fuck didn't you run? While I'm holding his hand, just looking at him, dead. And then he'll just look at me like Rob Markman and just say,
I have no idea how you come to be such a deplorable human, Mr. Busby.
Where do you rank your heartbreaks with the Niners?
Oh, man.
Like the top three.
For me, number one is against the Seahawks.
The NFC Championship?
Yeah, that's number one for me.
Mm. What were you more... angry or were you sad?
I was pissed. Mm-hmm. I was absolutely fucking pissed, bro. Mm-hmm. The Witcher card. Then the Super Bowl against the Ravens pissed me off.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
That one pissed me off too. So that's probably number two.
And number three?
No. No. Because I already told you a billion times. Dog, if I'm going to blame anybody for that shit, it's fucking Alex Smith.
I know. It's number three. Come on.
It's not Kyle Williams, goddammit.
Kyle.
Shit. Nah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's really a toss-up because, like, that first... Nah, it's the first one against the Chiefs. Mm. You know why, too.
Yeah.
That bitch-ass motherfucker wearing number 10.
Well, yeah, Kyle Williams.
No. I said against the Chiefs, goddammit.
Kyle Williams was on 10. He walked right into that.
I can't stand you.
Well, you gotta press it again.
I ain't gonna press it again. Nah, yeah, that's a drop. That was only supposed to be played at the first fucking.
It's a double edged sword. Every time I say some wild shit, you gotta just keep pressing.
Shit. Nah.
Yeah. Anyway, what are your predictions about who do you think is gonna be the sleeper team this year?
The Cowboys.
Seriously. I'm gonna ask you again. Who do you think is gonna be the sleeper team this year?
Nah, the Cowboys. They're gonna be asleep the whole season.
Ding. That's a big fly. Okay, seriously, who do you think is gonna be the team no one sees coming?
Shit, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. I mean, the Rams got it in them.
Rams are always going.
Nah, but I'm saying like because. You don't expect, as good as they are, or have been, whatever, recently, right? Like, mm-hmm. They've been kind of mediocre, except for the Super Bowl that they won, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Nobody's really giving them a shot as far as the division goes. Actually, you know what? They I take it back. You know who actually might be the fucking sleeper?
Who?
I literally just, it just hit me right now.
Who?
The motherfucking Raiders.
On paper, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta see it though. Like you always say,
I get that, man. But I mean, you got a solid quarterback now.
Geno.
Yeah.
You got
Ashton Jensen, the fucking rookie running back.
You got Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll is a good to great coach in that range. I still don't like him, but that's for personal reasons.
Personal reasons. It's still punk. Fuck, nigga. Yeah, like on paper they could be, but that division. You know who I feel like I gotta see to believe it.
What's that?
For whatever the reason, not sleeper, but the sleeper like disappointing team or might be struggling. I feel it might be the Chiefs. I don't know why. It's just that the way they got beaten that Super Bowl. Because the first time they got beaten like that, they had a reason because, you know, all their linemen were out and shit like that.
But the
way the Eagles abused them niggas and the way they kept skeeting by all last season, I don't know. Something tells me that magic might be. They're going to still be winning, but I don't think it's going to be like how it used to be.
Damn.
I don't think they're going to be as dominant. I could still be wrong because they're still the fucking Chiefs, but I don't know. Something just tells me this is going to be different this year.
Yeah, nah, a team that I see, like, falling off.
Everyone thinks we're going to fall off.
I mean, I can't say that because, like, we fucking don't have half our team. Like, what the fuck? Like, half the team that we had. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as falling off, though, shit. That's a tough one, dog.
Because there's a lot of teams, I mean,
because I already know that the fucking Eagles ain't going to be what they fucking expect to be again.
I think they'll be okay.
I don't think so.
I take that back.
Because,
what's his name?
They're going to be fucking hungover.
What's his name's on the cover?
Shit.
What's his name's on the cover?
Oh, yup. Saquon Barkley's on the fucking cover of Madden.
And he was chilling with Trump in the White House and shit.
Oh, he's done. Wrap that shit up.
Yay, man. That's like a double whammy. Or they could cancel each other out. Either or. You be on the cover of Madden.
Double negative.
It's a day, man. I mean, it's a positive, though.
Shit.
I mean, I'm saying for him. I think.
Yeah, for Saquon.
The Eagles, they're going to be okay. Because
I don't know, man. You lose Saquon, you lose half your fucking.
They still got Jalen Hurts. But then again, Jalen Hurts is like average until you get to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Then he plays MVP ball.
Yeah. Mostly, yeah.
That's dead ass, though.
Nah, for real. Like,
you'll be
wrong.
Playing average through. Even in the playoffs, he'd be playing average. But if you get to the Super Bowl, he becomes fucking Joe Montana. Like, what? Shit, dog. Whatever.
Yeah, nah, I can see that.
But my sleeper team, maybe Washington. I don't know if they were really a sleeper.
That's not really a sleeper.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
That's like an up-and-coming ass team, though.
I can't even believe I'm saying that out loud.
Dog, they were in the playoffs. They were doing well. They should probably could have went to the Super Bowl.
They really could have.
Really could have went to the Super Bowl. But hey, man, you know.
I still feel, what's his name, Mike Tomlin's, like, his days are numbered with who his quarterback is with. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, dog. His days ain't numbered.
Everyone keeps saying that Aaron Rodgers is a cancer, dog.
No, yeah. It's just not going to be a good fit, dog. Like, that one is just...
That's drama waiting to happen, bro.
Throw that season away.
They're going to probably be... They're probably going to make the playoffs. Maybe with a capital M. Because he has the most winningest...
With a capital M-A-Y-B-E.
M-A-Y-B-E, yeah. I mean, he went to the playoffs for Kenny Pickett. He's went to the playoffs with other quarterbacks. But Aaron Rodgers, that boy is the definition of washed.
Nah, definitely.
He used to be the quarterback I used to fear the most, man. And
I told you never should have.
I'm talking about in his younger years.
No, I know. I get you. But we always had a fucking answer for him.
I know. And when the lights were bright in the playoffs, all the quarterbacks that outplayed him.
Oh,
Alex
shit.
Smith. Alex no, Smith.
Like, dog, that... End it right there. That's it.
No.
That's it.
Alex Smith. That's it. Kaepernick. And even though Jimmy didn't throw the ball, Jimmy!
And I even dropped the bomb on that shit.
We ran the ball on them niggas. Raheem Mostert. Seriously. And he was just a running back that just got hot. Because we had multiple running backs. Yeah, he was just the one that had the hot hand.
Three-headed monster.
Good times. Good times. But I feel, I don't know, sleeping team, man, part of me kind of hopes Trevor Lawrence has a good comeback, because I still like Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, that's cool. cool. Yeah, nah, like, I mean, I don't care for him, bro, to be completely honest with you.
I understand. Like, oh, yeah, and I just realized who the fucking quarterback is for the fucking Seahawks. Fucking, what's his name?
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
And they still believe in that nigga.
I mean, they don't have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, him and Gino are pretty much one in the same in my eyes. And who's he gonna throw? Yeah, fucking Cooper Kupp. But then
yeah, they got Cooper Kupp. But then he's coming back from injury.
That's what I'm saying. He's coming back from injury though. So
and then who else?
That's it. What's his name? They got rid of what's his name?
Tyler Lockett and DK, right?
Yep. He just got Cooper Kupp, that's right. And that's it. They're in a rebuilding phase. Oh no,
they got what's his name?
Exactly.
Jackson Smith and Jigba. You don't know who he is, but you will know who he is. I know. Like, it's one of those. I promise you.
I guess.
No, it ain't no I
guess. No. I guess as in I can't wait till it happens. I got to see it. Like, I'm going to be annoyed when it happens. When, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of those annoying things about when you watch football on Sunday and your team's getting smacked and then you just turn it off and go to NBC.
Red Zone.
Not just Red Zone, but like when you go to, because Red Zone's already done when you get the late game. So you go
Football Night in America.
Football Night in America. Yeah. You just want to avoid the loss sucks. until they show the highlights. Like, why are you showing this? Real.
Man, God damn it. Did y'all have to do this shit?
But it feels better when you win and you're just like more relieved. Like, oh,
for real.
God. It's one of those thank gods it's over. And then you want to look at the highlights and shit. Oh man, even though we're like what? How many months away? 2 months? 2 more Shit. Months?
I mean, preseason starts in August. It usually is right around my grandma's birthday.
Training camp. By the time this episode comes out, it's already July, so they're like a few weeks away from training camp, and then preseason. Preseason will be interesting, just to see how we look.
Man, I don't put too much stock into preseason.
No, though. I'm just looking just to see how we look.
We look like red jersey, gold pants.
Okay, how about the player? Helmet. The players we got. How about that? How our backups look? How much depth do we got?
Man,
because you know McCaffrey's not going to play. Honestly, yeah.
No, for real, he's not going to play at all.
Brock shouldn't be playing.
Brock probably won't play
because we already know how he looks. What the hell, man? I don't need to sideline you on the side. I get it. You ain't going to pick up. But that's that. You know, we'll see. We'll see how the NFL looks.
So, just out of curiosity, though, what's your prediction on the Niners schedule? Since we went over it.
I hate doing that.
It's 17 games, dog.
Okay, let me look. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. 12-3.
You mean 12-5?
Yeah.
12-5. Wow.
I'm being optimistic.
Yeah, you are. Because
you don't think we're gonna win? I feel we're winning a division. I feel we win a division every year. I'm gonna go, fuck.
I hear you, but
who do you think winning our division?
You know, I like to, you know.
Yeah, I know. Be realistic.
Yeah, very realistic about shit.
Who do you think is gonna win our division? Don't say the Seahawks.
It's gonna be between us and the Rams.
Like we always do at this.
Yeah,
fucking
no,
time.
Seriously.
That's what I'm saying. They're like attached to us.
It's gonna be between us and the Rams
again. They're like I just come to concede that they're just like our. They're like attached to us.
Yeah.
No matter what, they're at just the gonna hip. Be there.
Yep.
It's like whatever. I'm not even mad. The Cardinals are annoying and the Seahawks need to die. That's how I look at them. That's how I look at our division. Cardinals, you annoying niggas, and the Seahawks die. Dead ass. I mean that shit.
Yeah, I could tell.
And what about you? What's your
man, look, if we get to 12 wins, yeah, I feel like we're gonna win the fucking division. Like that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's going to be rough, man. It's going to be rough. Even with the easy schedule, it's going to be rough. We still got to play these motherfuckers, bro. I'm probably going to go with probably 9 wins.
Make it to the wild card?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's preseason prediction. You know what I mean? That take it with a grain of salt. I literally just looked at the schedule right now. So
only thing I'm happy is that we go against the Seahawks week one in Seattle. We get that shit out the way early.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, I can fuck with that.
And Brock's undefeated over there for now.
Well, see, that's the thing, for now.
For now.
You don't know.
I honestly feel that's just karma. Every time fucking Russell Wilson, we play against Russell Wilson, they're just playing for Russell Wilson's sins. So they got to deal with Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
No matter who's over there. No matter who's coaching. Brock Purdy shows up. That's our house. Shit. Motherfucker. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. When it comes to hip hop, we ain't gonna like deep dive.
Yeah, we ain't gonna go too deep into this shit.
But
man,
I watched this video before I came here. Oh my
God. Here we go.
While I was halfway through it.
Here we go.
And it was by this dude. He's kind of like FD Signifier. He's like one of his peers, Lil Bill. He does like long form videos. Okay. And he did a video called "How to Beat Kendrick." Nope. That's a stand-up talking.
You ain't gonna do that.
And then the caption said, "It's." I'll just put it right here, Matt. Yeah, and it said it's simple, and the video's 2 hours.
It's simple, but it took 2 hours to explain. Okay.
It took 2 hours. He was really breaking down like the criteria, the artist he feels, and I'm just gonna sum up the artists that he views that are easy to beat Kendrick, or not that can beat Kendrick, but he feels that are credible to beat him. And he said J. Cole.
Nope.
J.I.D.
Nope.
Game.
Nope.
Big Crit.
Nope.
You don't know. You didn't have nothing else to push. You just pushed no.
Yeah.
J Electronica.
Nope.
Jeez. Lupe Fiasco.
Nope.
Did I say Game?
You said Game.
And
I said nope.
Okay, and Joey Badass.
Nope.
Hey, look, man. What the fuck is this guy on, bro?
Like, now, I think he was just more annoyed about people, I guess Kendrick fans, really bigging up Kendrick, saying he can't be beat. and he's from the East Coast. He's from Philly, and I think he's from Philly because he's wearing an Eagles shirt.
Oh, okay.
But he's mainly from the East Coast, and his thing is like he's looking at Kendrick, and he's pretty much basing Kendrick off his political stance, like, you know, the like he's like the leader of the
what
black folks, like the black people and shit.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
And I'm watching this, and I'm going like, nigga, you really weren't listening.
Not at all. And then, like, seriously.
No, but I was trying to be entertained. So I'm like, you know, uh-huh. I'm going to entertain this shit. And he was really just basing Kendrick's view. He called him a hoe tip.
What?
That's basically what he called his.
Get the fuck out of here.
He called Kendrick a hoe tip on like how his ideologies, and he's basing off his. You know, he was saying, well, Kendrick was doing that from his point of view, but that's the type of black person he is. He holds that those are his beliefs, blah, 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 blah. And he's doing this based off what he heard in his music, which I understand. But then
I need the shut the fuck up button, man. God damn.
But no, I was watching it and I was thinking like, damn, Kendrick really has you motherfuckers fool.
No, seriously, dog. Like, what the fuck?
So then he broke down the three criterias when he looked at the certain artists. It was clout, creativity, and consciousness.
Consciousness, like what? They awake?
Oh, you know, or woke, like these white folks say. You know, like conscious rapping type of shit.
Oh my God. Okay, I get you. I get you. You know? Yeah.
So he was going down the rap, he was going down to certain rappers and shit. And I was watching because I was going like, there's only one that's close, but let's see if he brings it up.
Nope.
Yeah, spoiler. but he was going down his criteria. Then he goes and says, yeah, so having said that, I'm not choosing any non-black folks, like no non-black rappers. I'm not going to bring them up, including that rapper. And he showed a picture of Eminem. And I was like, well, shit, then no one can beat him.
God damn it.
I won't say M can beat Kendrick.
Yeah.
I'll just say it'll be a lot closer. Because the artist that he listed, I was like, only one that probably has a chance is Big Crit, maybe.
Yeah, no, I said that.
Yeah, you said that. I agree with you.
I really think that's the reason why it took me a long time to say no on Big Crit. Really, what I want to say is I don't.
Nope.
but like, Yeah, man, like he's the only one I could truly feel that actually would have like a real shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the reason why I'm gonna tell you why I didn't explain this to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What you call it? What's his face? J Electronica and Lupe Fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
They both pulled a J. Cole. And that's another reason why.
What do you mean they apologize?
They apologize after Control.
J Electronica still has like the same energy still.
He apologized after Control. I don't give a fuck what his energy is.
He still dissed him. I remember that one.
He dissed him then he took it back.
Oh.
He did the exact same thing that fucking J. Cole. That's
but
what I'm
then,
saying.
No, I know, exact but then still, same thing. He still plays the fence like he didn't really mean this shit. No, I know, but I know what you
what
mean, though.
What the fuck ever, dog? Like, yeah. He did it.
Like, I know.
It doesn't and change plus, the fact.
He was a rapper that didn't want to be a rapper. And it took him forever to drop an album. And the album he does drop is a collab album with Jay-Z, even though he doesn't, you know, credit Jay-Z on there. Even though he'll Jay-Z on the whole fucking album.
No, seriously. And you really try to convince me
it's
otherwise.
It's still a great album.
It might be.
It is.
It might be.
Anyway, I'm not going to argue with you.
Am I going to listen to it?
Nope.
You did listen to it.
No, I did not.
You still have to this day haven't listened to it.
To this day have not.
And you're not really a Jay-Z fan, so I can't.
Yeah, no.
But I didn't watch all of it. Before you picked me up, he just got through with Game. And he went through why Game doesn't stand a chance. Because of all the skeletons in his closet. And I was like...
Oh, he actually went through why he doesn't stand a chance?
Yeah, he was kind of... He was being realistic with it.
Oh, okay. He was
breaking down the criteria and why they do have a chance and don't have a chance.
Yeah.
And I did skip towards the end and he pretty much said it, you know, there's more hip-hop out there than Kendrick and shit. But it was just like... I was like, the only person I feel that stands a chance is M. That's the only... If you talk about creativity out of 10...
You know who you didn't mention was Jid.
Oh, yeah, Jid. Jid sounds too much like him. Personally,
I feel like that might be to his benefit, really.
Then Kendrick scoring against his twin, then.
Yeah.
I mean, he already won it.
Evil twin.
Not even an evil twin, just mini-me.
Nah, for real.
And I like Jid, don't get me wrong.
Who's taller?
Shit. No, I honestly feel Jid wants to battle Kendrick, in my opinion.
I mean, you've said that, and every time you've said that, I'm just like, bro, you just saying shit, because I don't see it. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure everybody wants to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't hear what you're hearing.
I hear competitive raps. That's what I hear.
I hear competitive raps, but I don't hear him like literally taking shots. That's the difference.
It's one of those like, I know you want to touch your hip. Pause. Like you want to pull it, but you don't. You choosing not to. It's just I hear it. I can't explain it. I hear it, and I'm like, you want to, but you're not going to.
I don't know, man.
And I honestly feel he wanted to during the Dreamville Fest during the. You know, when the beef was happening after 7 Minute Drill came out.
Yeah.
Because I remember he went up there. I might as well say this because, you know, this is out there now, I guess. Yeah, this is a side story, people. I'll give you a little bit something. He went out there and did a freestyle. He did an acapella freestyle during the Dreamville Fest. And it literally sounded like he was like getting ready for war. He only did one verse. I forgot who the other person was on there. It was a feature. But then after J. Cole apologized, that song got put on the shelf because J.I.D. had another verse and he was pew, pew, pewing at Kendrick. It sounded like it. But Cole heard it and put him on timeout. Allegedly. And ever since then, allegedly, J.I.D. and Dreamville have been kind of like...
At odds.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
See.
Because he was the one that was, apparently, also allegedly, he was the one that was pushing Cole to get at Kendrick. He was one of the people in Cole's ear. Allegedly.
I mean, to be honest, though, Cole should have got at Kendrick. And not fucking apologized. And not, like, he should have, if he was going to do it, he should have just fucking did it. And did it proper. Not the bullshit that he put out.
That seven minute drill shit did not,
it wasn't going to do nothing.
Remember the day it happened when it dropped. I'm going to tell the people the story.
Go for it.
It dropped. I heard it. First person I called was Martine.
Yep.
Well, he should have pushed
it. I know, I should have.
Yep.
There we go.
Called Martine. I was like, did you hear it? He was like, yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. And then it was silent for about 10 seconds.
Yeah, we didn't like, just like,
that's not it. And you were like, nope.
Hell nah.
Shit. That wasn't gonna be, that wasn't it, man. I don't get it. And that, and I still remember the line when he tried to say the second one put niggas to sleep. Ugh. So then we come on this pod, well, not here, but we go to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And you and JC were saying, no, this is part of a plan.
My whole thing was, I for real wanted to wait and see, and I figured that this was like the setup. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, kind of like on some infrared type shit.
Yeah, you called it infrared. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told you, no.
Nope.
No, that wasn't even nope. It was like, I sounded like the crazy guy telling you the end of the world's coming. Yeah. Like, I was like, I know what's coming, people. Like, I see what's coming. It's not good. This is a spoiler. It's not good. Kendrick's going to bring the wrath. That's why I said stuff like that. And then JC. The most infamous lines. JC, you know the line. Does J. Cole look like someone who doesn't have a plan? And I said, no, he doesn't. Yeah. I literally said that. No, yeah. He don't. And then we watched WrestleMania. And then the next day, Cody Rhodes wins the title. And then I was like, oh, shit. Dreamville Fest is going on. Let me go on that. I go on it.
Oh, man.
And it was literally, right on when Cole gets on the mic and he apologizes. And I was in shock. And now, I'm just saying, now we're waiting for the fall off. And now I think he's too scared to drop, to be honest.
To be honest, I mean, we saw the fall off. Shit.
All that fucking tough talk. And people still feel Cole can out-rap Kendrick. They still feel it. I can't say no. I feel they're kind of equal to an extent.
Nope.
They're both technical rappers.
Nope.
Hell no. Because what's he going to do after? Fucking apologize?
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
When they're featured together. Like, who's going to have the better verse?
Have you heard they ready? They ready.
Oh, yeah.
Or we ready. Whatever the fuck it was called. I don't even remember no more.
It's they ready. It's there. That's what I'm saying. I'm always mad that Khaled. That's the only song that has Khaled. That has Crit, Cole, and Kendrick on the same record.
Yeah, and the verses got increasingly better. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I know. I like Crit's record.
Yeah,
but
Crit's verse.
Yeah, but Kendrick had the best one.
Yep.
And I mean, Kendrick jumped on fucking what's it called on the Black Friday freestyle. What was it?
Tale of Two Cities. That was Kendrick's he tore beat. That shit
tore that up. Shit up. No one listened to Cole's All Right freestyle.
Hell nah, that shit was disgusting.
He tried it. He was all singing over it and shit. That's why I was like, that's why that beat wasn't meant for you, bro.
Nah, for real. You know what the problem, in my opinion, honestly, what the real problem was, is that, what you call it, when Kendrick chose Tale of Two Cities, it's a song that's not really like in the mainstream for Cole. You know what I mean? So it's like, let me get a beat.
That's a B-side.
That nobody really like. Goes to like that, or it's not fucking well known.
Like his fans know
this motherfucker Cole went for the goddamn.
He went for like, All Right,
the biggest track on fucking.
If he was smart, he should have chose High Power, the High Power instrumental, because it's his beat.
Just took it back.
Yeah, he should have took that back.
Nah, but I think he was going for something from To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah,
I mean, if he was in a
dude, and it was they were trying to stay there, current. Bro, they were like, trying to stay current.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I mean,
I would have chose High Power. That's what I would have done. I mean,
that's the obvious choice.
Yeah. But he did All Right. And I've only listened to that freestyle once. The All Right freestyle.
Yeah.
I
listened to it the first time it came out. That was it.
And then just kept going back to Kendrick's shit. Like, come on, man. That shit was fire.
But if he would have hopped on Black or the Berry, I think that might have worked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For Cole.
Oh, like, yeah.
For Cole.
That would have worked. That. If he would have just blacked out.
Yeah.
He would have blacked out because Kendrick blacked out. Mm. That would have made more sense for him to go on Black of the Berry. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But the question is, go back to the topic, how do you beat Kendrick? How do you beat the boogeyman?
You go to church and pray.
Honest, not seriously. Like, no, like realistically. How can you, when if Kendrick, if you're in a rap battle with him, how do you get at it? How do you win? How can you at least make it, dog, like equal?
See, the problem is, in my opinion, right, the real problem is the fact that, what you call it, his like background is so tight knit. Mm-hmm. So even if he does have some bullshit back there,
yeah,
you're not gonna find out what it is.
Nope. He's been very, very private with his life.
Very private with his life and very close with it, with the people that he's close with.
And not just that, you know, he's already kind of emptied out his skeletons.
Yeah, that part too.
He's been very open about himself. So the only way you have to get at him is you have to rap.
You just got to rap your ass off, man. I mean, and there's only one person who can do that, honestly, that will keep up with him, I should say.
Who's that, in your opinion?
Crit.
Wow, you don't even believe that because you laughed. No, I know you were going to say M.
It's really, it is Eminem.
Yeah.
It is Eminem. And
he can do different style and different styles and shit. They both, I was talking to somebody, the only thing M's kryptonite is, and I guess it's production. He can't make a club hit unless he gets the right, you know, producer with him.
Yeah.
Maybe Dre, maybe somebody else. Because he can make a song. He's done it for years.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
If he really wants to construct a club hit, he could do that. If he could. Really wants to.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, though, because, I mean, he hasn't really done it, if you really think about it. I mean,
he's jumped on certain songs here and there.
Yeah.
Closest he got was Godzilla. Closest.
Oof.
That was back in 2020. Then the Lean Back remix.
Yeah, that was actually the one that he got in the club
and
with.
Smack That.
Oh, fuck. I forgot he was on that shit.
Mm-hmm. But they never played his verse, but he was
on that. He fucking produced it.
Produced it, yep.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot all about that song, dog.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't get played in the clubs, but if he wants to, he always gets ones that sneak in there.
Yeah.
SmackDown was a hit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at that era.
In that era, it was a hit.
Well, no, I'm saying you couldn't miss with Akon.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Like, that, he was hot as fish grease back then.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking Eminem now against Kendrick. Yeah, but if it was the Eminem during the Eminem show era.
Oh, fuck. That would be good.
Ooh, buddy.
That would be. Yeah.
I know he didn't want to use no non-black folks, but reality is, because Kendrick learned his flow, one of his flows from listening to the Marshmello LP, he literally said on record he studied M's flow. Mm. He studied it, and you can hear it in his raps.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I'm not trying to be realistic.
Y'all know me. I'm the stand.
Yep.
I could be biased, but I didn't say he could beat him. I would just say it'd be close.
But you want to pick M?
No, because I like, dude. The way I be going for Kendrick. Please,
that's the other thing too, man. People swear by God that you were like the biggest Kendrick stan and shit.
When
and
you go like, on my profile, the first thing you see is a header of Michael Jackson.
Right.
And then the first thing you said, it says MJ stan. And I'm not talking about Jordan. It is Michael Jackson. And I am an M fan. The only reason why I don't talk about M because M's not outside. M dropped his album last year during the big rap beef.
No, seriously.
And he didn't really push the album like that. I mean, he kind of did, but not really.
Well, he was a little bit out there.
I mean, he went to the Niners game. He went to the, you know, the Lions game.
Oh, you're talking about like in that aspect, like in front of the camera type shit.
And then the promo,
The promo was going, in the beginning.
And then he dropped, what was it? The Toby record with Big Sean and Babytron.
Yep.
And then after that, he did Somebody Save Me and fucking Temporary. And then he went inside. He did the little Saudi fucking performances. He got paid for that. He went inside. He was like, I ain't doing no interviews. I ain't doing nothing. I dropped my album. I did this. I did my due diligence. I'm going home. Punched in and punched out. I'm not mad at him for that.
Honestly, dog, I mean, how could you be?
I'm in my mid-50s. I'm about to be a grandpa.
Yeah.
I don't do this rap shit like that. Nah. Like, I do, but I don't care.
It's still in his blood, but it's not like what he's
in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore. He's like, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now, man.
Yeah.
What else? He has nothing to. As a fan, that's like the best, like, euphoric moment when your favorite rapper is like cemented.
Yeah.
That's why. It's like he's cemented. Like, you can't argue with them. Only time I ever argue about him is when people try to downplay his legacy. But that's where it ends. After that, it's like, dude, you can't dispute his first three albums. You can't dispute You Just Lose Yourself. He has multiple Grammys. He has an Oscar. He sells out stadiums when he goes overseas. his greatest hits is still on the charts, man. After all these years, which is still nuts to me.
And we talked about that, but personally, man, I mean, I was about to say that, man. Pac's greatest hits charted for a very fucking long time too. Like I feel like
when did his greatest hits drop? Pac's 96.
Fuck. Well, yeah, I think it was either 96 or like the latest 98, bro. Like I don't think it came out any year later than that.
M's
because it was when Changes came out.
Yeah, M's Curtain Call dropped in 05, and shit for 20 straight years. You telling me? It's dropped in 05. We're in 2025. I sometimes when I look on the charts, I scroll down to see if it's still charting and it being like in the top. It's still in the top 50 to this day. That's nuts to me. I'm like, you niggas are still listening to this shit.
I mean, yeah.
Shit, man.
But that's the other thing I told you too. Like the same way the Pac shit, it not necessarily because of Changes, right? But Changes was the big track from that because that was the brand new one, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
with Eminem, you know what I'm gonna say, bro. It's like it could feasibly chart off of one fucking song,
a few songs.
The one, yeah, no, a few songs, yes, but the one fucking song is literally played everywhere.
It's this
in any situation.
It's Lose Yourself.
That one,
and honestly, another one that really blew up is Mockingbird.
No,
it did. I know you don't like Mockingbird, but
that shit ass.
Dedicated to his daughter. That's fucked up.
Hey man, look, I don't give a fuck.
Daughters.
I don't give a single fuck.
No, you don't care about him. He's a grown ass woman now, man.
Is the song good? That's all that matters to me. You know what I mean? Like
for me, I was like, he already done dropped the fucking Haley record already. So and it was on Encore, which is I feel was like one of his worst albums,
Right.
I still feel Revival has that title, but that's neither here or there.
No, it definitely does.
Oh, God, that was bad. That was a bad day when that shit leaked.
And then I fucking heard it, and I was like, it's not that bad.
Boy.
I lied. I fucking lied,
you
bro.
You still say it wasn't a bad album to this day.
Nah, I mean, because it wasn't that bad, but I understand why you trash it. Why fucking a lot of Eminem fans trash it. Like, I get it.
There's three.
But as far as, like, actual raps and shit, like,
it was there, but
just off of that, like, it's right there.
He had some.
The topics were fucking trash,
dog. Boy, they were trash.
Topics were trash as fuck.
Boy, they were trash.
I'm saying.
And I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to do something different. He was trying to appease everybody. That's what he was doing. And he failed at it so bad.
Oh, yeah.
He failed so bad.
He tried to go political. Like, let's call it what it is, dog. Like, he tried to, like, seriously go political.
There was two songs that were political.
Yeah, okay. Songs, but then you remember the cover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he tried to go fucking political, bro.
He tried.
It didn't work for him.
And it was three songs. What killed that album? There was three songs. It was Remind Me, then it was Heat, and then it was Needed Me. The one with Pink, oh God.
Dog, even the one with Beyonce was ass.
That was like the first song, and I don't hate that record. It's just sad because they never performed it together. It's a Skylar Grey record. The thing was, that was a Skylar Grey record.
You're talking about performing it. I'm saying just listening to it was hard to get through.
They made that a single. I knew what they were doing.
I knew what they were doing too. Shit, you got Beyonce.
Yeah, they thought it was going to go number one. Nope.
Of course.
Hell no, it didn't.
Nope.
It was just,
I got to get used to pushing the buttons, man.
I know, right?
That's the one thing I miss, JC, man. I need you to push the buttons, bro.
It's a side story. These are side topics. But yeah, man, but Walk on Water, I don't mind that. I'm talking about the real bad songs. And Heat and Remind Me, those were bad. Fucking the Pink record, it shouldn't have been on his album. It should have been on Pink's album. And the sequencing, that was bad too. It was poorly sequenced. But instead of, you know, getting angry and attacking the fucking critics on Instagram like one person does, after For All the Dogs came out, you know, when Drake was going after everybody.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
What did he do? And went to the studio, dropped Kamikaze, and shit. I was so glad he did that shit.
He just went.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he did. Oh man, I'm so happy.
Seriously,
I'm so happy you did that. But yeah, M's the only person I feel that can beat Kendrick. Not beat him, but make it close. It'll probably just stall, unless
like that. That's probably like one of the most evenest matches.
about,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like just in general, like that.
Yeah. Cause they both think very much alike when it comes to rapping.
Yeah.
And M even knows that too. M even said, like, you can get your ass kicked any day. And he says, Kendrick, I don't know where he's going to go.
Yeah.
And M could probably.
Well, shit, dog. I mean, even like, as much as I downplay that Love Game track, because it's not like a rap
song. It's a story record.
It's a story record, and it's also very animated. Very, you know what I mean?
Very.
And I'm not a fan of those types of records. However, the reason why I completely and 100% agree with Eminem where Kendrick can go anyway, the way he fucking started harmonizing on that shit out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it still fucking flowed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right,
that probably spooked him.
Oh, hell yeah.
I remember when he was telling Crooked Eye that he had this very, like, spooked out thing. He was like, yeah, you get your ass kicked any day, man. Like, you just don't know where he's going to go. And that's a top tier lyricist. And he knew it because he's exactly the same way.
Seriously.
So he knows. That's why he chose a story track.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's why he chose a story track.
You do a story track with Kendrick, and he's going to fucking shine.
Exactly.
And it's not even just Eminem with the Love Game shit. It's Lil Wayne with Mona Lisa. Like, it's every single time you put him with the story, man, he's going to tell a better story than you.
Mm. Yeah, or just stay within the same theme of it. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, no, but he, like, you can't tell me that he didn't, like, elevate the shit.
Oh, he elevated, you know what I mean? The story. Like, oh, yeah, off top.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, but I remember, and also M put Kendrick through the ringer. He kicked everyone out the studio. He kicked everyone out the studio and wanted to see if he wrote his raps because he didn't believe it.
And he still got washed. Look at that.
Yeah. I don't know, if you listen to that last verse, he went the fuck off on the story. That's why he was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, for real.
He said, oh, the force is strong with this.
Yep.
Because on that same album, there's that song Groundhog Day, and I'm like, that's the record Kendrick should have went on. That record would have been like 7 minutes long.
Oh, shit.
But ever since then, him and M don't work together. And now he's like, Kendrick's like in God mode right now. Eminem's standing there in like grandpa mode, which is crazy to say out loud. He is.
Hey, man, and as much as I hate to say this shit, because I talk shit about M a lot, only because
just
of you.
Just to get under my skin.
Just because of you. But nah, like, he's in retirement mode, and that's no offense, right? That's where he needs to be, because at this point, like, dog, he's done every fucking thing.
I mean, the only thing I would want from him is just another Bad Meets Evil project.
I get you, but at the same token,
or maybe an album with Alchemist, or maybe an album with Alchemist.
See, are that one? Even if it's just an EP,
I would love to hear that shit. Everybody, but it's like he's been his DJ since 2005, and he's only rapped over his production like twice.
Yeah,
and then he did a freestyle during.
Can you imagine him rapping on Meet the Grams?
You keep asking me this. Yes,
because dog, it's the one where I'm just like. Yes, I need that.
But M like, always makes it. His production is always like cinematic. He always does too much, you know, with his shit. He always does. He always has to do so. He has to construct the beat in a way for him to sound like.
Like he's doing more.
Yeah.
That's, the part that pisses me off, dog. Yeah, is it like he tricks people.
Yeah.
Really does.
Like on that Fuel record with JID.
Yeah.
Like the last. Like 15 bar, like last bars, he's really just going off and the beat's like building up and building up till it hits the fucking hook. And I was just like, trust me, it's one of the best verses of his career, but it's like, was that necessary, nigga? You know, that time period, I was getting like annoyed if I see an M feature, like on Boogie's album, I was like, oh shit, M's on here. Oh
yeah, nah, same shit.
And I'm a fan saying this because I know what you're going to do. And what did he do? He did exactly what I knew he was going to do. It's like, man, please don't rap fast. He rapped fast. It's like, you trying to piss me off. I never thought I'd say that about my favorite rapper. But... yeah, man. But you feel M is the only person that's close.
Honestly, like he's the only one who I feel could come close.
Because all these other rappers, they just see Kendrick as a very surface level artist.
That's the thing that fucking blows my mind, bro. Is like, how can you look at or listen to what he's put out and say that he's quote unquote a one trick pony?
Mm-hmm.
and all he does is rap. Yeah, okay, maybe, yes, all he does is rap.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a rapper. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one of the things, and I know we're getting close to like the cutoff time for this
sideline story.
For this sidebar series.
Yeah.
Right? But it's something that needs to be said, bro, about how Kendrick, no matter which world he goes to, he's always true to himself. Like, he's always rapping. He's always doing his thing. Like, his style.
He's going to adapt.
It's like, he's going to adapt, yeah, but he's still going to be true to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, conversely, you look at a guy like Drake, and instead of being himself,
he becomes
the other person. Like,
it's like Game, like, in a way.
Nah, because Game still raps, dog.
Yeah, Game still raps.
Game still raps.
He's a Game's like a chameleon.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
He's a chameleon.
100%.
Drake will literally become that person.
Like, yeah, you know who Drake is?
Who?
Drake is fucking Ditto.
Who?
From Pokemon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Drake is fucking Ditto.
He'll
fucking look exactly like the other motherfucker, except you could tell it's still him because of his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Or he's Shang, what's his name? Mortal Kombat? Shang Tsung?
Nah.
Shang Tsung.
Because in that case, he would have to, like, steal, like, their power type shit.
But that's
what he basically did
with all them teachers.
Well, you ain't wrong. Now I'm thinking about it. He's Rogue. from X-Men.
He's like the Borg. He's like the Borg. Not the Borg, but, you know, like Agent Smith, like we always talk
about.
Yeah,
true.
And like I said, man, when it comes to Aubrey, like, it's funny seeing some of these rappers still try to defend him, seeing Offset leave that little comment saying, like, what's it called, after what T-Pain said about him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Offset said that little shit. I'm like, oh, you still want a Drake feature? Like, some of these rappers still feel Drake feature is worth something now. After everything that happened this past year, they still feel like it's not,
I mean,
it's over now.
It's
for Drake, a Drake feature does not mean nothing in 2025 right now. It will not get you to number one.
It's hard for me to say that. I really got to see how he comes back. You know what I mean?
It's going to be the same shit.
I agree with you. I mean, you know where I stand with Drake. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't listened to dude out of my own, you know, free will pretty much since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see what Iceman sounds like.
If it's even be called Iceman.
Yeah, even if it's called whatever the fuck it's called, bro. Like, that fucking, the next album, I got to hear what that sounds like. And then I'll be like, yeah, nah, dog. He ain't got
it
no
more. But that's the conversation we always get. It's always the next album.
No, it's not.
No, I'm saying in general with everyone else.
Oh, everybody else? Yeah, well, because
they always hold on to hope. They always hold on to hope. Like, nah, man, I got to hear some growth from him. Like, nah, man. No, he showed you who he is.
Oh, that shit. Yeah, no, I'm not expecting any growth by no means.
It's going to be the same shit, man.
Yeah,
no,
it's
going to
be the same thing. It's going to be fucking regurgitated shit. The same shit that we heard on the last album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about the Sonics more than anything.
No.
Which is stupid, because for a guy who doesn't make beats,
mm-hmm.
Sonics really shouldn't fucking matter, bro.
Yeah, I
like, honestly,
I firmly believe I could see Doja Cat dropping a better album than that, but that's neither here or there. Anyway, our time is up. You can follow me at Mr. Busby 408 on the Twitter. We don't have that seem, you know. Hit us on Twitter or X, whatever. Shout out, Mr. Fab.
I got to upgrade these sounds, man.
Yeah,
it's a work in progress, man.
You know,
it's a work in fucking progress.
You should get the exhibit X.
Damn, bruh. Yeah, that's what it's going to be for this shit.
Hit them on Twitter, X. There's that. Yeah, you can follow the Instagram at TLogicalSP. You can follow us on Twitter or X at, you know, Theological SP on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense, and on the Facebook, and of course on the YouTube. Like and subscribe. You know the fucking vibes.
I have no idea how you come to be such a deplorable human, Mr. Busby.
You're damn right, Rob.
Yeah, and you can follow me at
McFly408
on all social media.
McFly!
And I've been saying that I've been working on these songs. I do literally have 3 written. I just got to get down to recording them. It's a fun weekend for me.
I know, right?
Shit. A podcast and a motherfucking 3 songs to record.
Oh. Don't worry about that. Anyway, peace.
This guy should never have YouTube.